I'm Jules.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
Now, welcome back. Another week. Another week gets started. Professor, it was just Friday. I was just sitting here bragging about how we made it to the end of the week.
Silly you.
Silly me.
Time marches on.
It really does. Anyway,
especially with the big weekend.
That's true. Yeah. What was it, Mother's Day yesterday?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Now, I should have called you and reminded you yesterday morning.
No. I actually thought of it this morning. I told my wife, wasn't it Mother's Day yesterday? Yeah,
she
it
said,
sure was. I'm kidding. We had some fun. But anyway, yeah, it's time to get back to work here. And we got stuff to talk about that revolves around strategy. And frankly, this may be something that you've never heard of before. You've heard of a Roth IRA. You've heard of a 401k plan, more than likely. But have you heard of the Roth 401k? They exist. Not in every company, but they do exist. And for those who have that option of a Roth 401k, question comes up oftentimes, how do I know which one to do? Which is better for me? Do I do the traditional 401k, or do I do what's called a Roth 401k? And you might say, well, how do these things work? Well, we're just going to spend a segment or so talking about these and some of the strategies. And we'll also get into when tax-deferred investing might be better than tax-free investing and or the other way around. So it's all about strategy here, and we're going to be talking to you about that coming up here in just a moment. Now, lines open for you. Of course, we clear the lines every single day at the top of every hour, and we're ready to take your phone calls. 877-PLANNER, that's the number, PLANNER, 877-752-6637. You can email us at our website, of course, wealthed.com, and we'll get to some of those emails this hour and next hour as well. Here, of course, courtesy of the wonderful people at Lucia Capital Group, they bring us Professor Plum, me, and the entire gang right here. And, of course, we bring this up because as we talk about things like Roth 401ks, Roth IRAs, your choices for retirement, which one is better for you, it all comes down to strategy. And strategy funnels itself into a plan. And the more planned, the more prepared you are, the better your plan is, the better your retirement will be. I can almost guarantee that. You talk to a Lucia Capital Group advisor, get a plan set. They talk buckets. They'll talk anything with you. 800-644-1150. That's the number at Lucia Capital Group. 800-644-1150. If you talk to an advisor, make an appointment. They will speak with you and give you your individual situation, a plan that addresses your individual needs. Again, 800-644-1150. And our number on the air, 877-PLANNER. PLANNER. This came up yesterday with somebody I was talking to. I mentioned Roth 401ks. I said, come on, there is no such thing as a Roth 401k.
Really?
401k? Yeah. This was the college student who was looking to get into finance. And
they hadn't been exposed to it. They hadn't had a job yet.
Well, they had a job, but I don't think they had one that had one of these things. You say, well, wait. And I remember the first time I heard about it a long time ago, which is, wait, Roth. Okay, Roth is post-tax money. 401k, you put money in, and that's supposed to be your tax deduction. You do it through work, but you got different rules and different limits and all that. First of all, what's the difference between the two?
Well, they're the same basic difference as the difference between a traditional IRA and a Roth IRA. The 401k, traditional 401k, you get a tax deduction for putting money in. With a Roth 401k, you don't. Both of them grow tax-deferred, But then when you take money out of a traditional 401k, you pay taxes on it. And when you take money out of a Roth 401k, assuming you're 5 years into it and you're at least 59 and a half, there's no taxes coming out. So mm-hmm. it's very similar to the traditional IRA versus Roth IRA argument. Now, one thing, I think one of the biggest misconceptions, misunderstandings with the Roth 401k is the match. That the match, if I put money into my Roth 401k and I get a matching contribution, that it goes into the Roth 401k. No, it does not. The matching contribution does not go into the Roth side of the house. It goes into the traditional side. So you'll end up having two accounts. A traditional 401k that may only include the matching contribution and growth, hopefully. And then you have the Roth 401k, which includes all of your contributions and whatever growth has occurred on those contributions. With a traditional 401k, you may only have the one account. Because everything's pre-tax. All of your contributions are pre-tax. All the matching contributions are pre-tax. All the earnings are pre-tax. But that's a different game with the Roth. So there are reasons to consider Roth 401ks. And similar to the discussion between traditional IRA and Roth IRA, which one is best for you? Now, it's a little bit more complicated because we still do have it. We've gotten this question quite a bit. We've either had it on the air or I've talked to people off the air that the IRA contribution limit is a separate, Roth IRA contribution limit is a separate and distinct limit from the 401k, the Roth 401k contribution limit. You can do them both. You can put your $18,000 up to $24,000 if you're 50 or older into a 401k, whether it's traditional or Roth, it doesn't matter at that point. And you can do the $5,500 or $6,500, depending on age, to the Roth IRA. Assuming you're eligible, we can get into that, but they're not the same contribution limit. Putting money into one doesn't keep me from doing the other, vice versa. Now, I do have to have the income to support that contribution. I can't make $20,000 and contribute $24,000, if I'm 50 years of age, to the 401k and $6,500 to the Roth IRA, as a single individual.
Seeing as how a 401k is a salary deferral, it's tough for me to tell them, put more than I make in that.
I'm just saying, but if I put everything I make into it, or even close to what I make into it, that doesn't leave a lot left over for the IRA side of the contribution house. But they are separate limits. So if I'm making enough money, I can do both, as long as I'm not making too much money. Because there are, as we know, adjusted gross income limits on the IRA side, the Roth IRA side. That's one of the supposed advantages of the Roth 401k. There's no adjusted gross income limit. There's no, anybody who has a job that has one of these offered to them through their job, regardless of what their income limit is, can contribute to a Roth 401k. That's not true with a Roth IRA. We have adjusted gross income limits on a Roth IRA. If we make more than, we'll call it $196,000 as a married couple this year, our adjusted gross income is over that number, we cannot contribute directly to a Roth IRA. But we could on the Roth 401k, there's no limits. We just have to have income, and we can put money into the Roth 401k. So which one works? Which one's better? You've got basically five or four different plans that you can deal with. Five choices. One would be don't do anything. I don't like that choice. You've got your Roth 401k, your Roth IRA, your traditional 401k, your traditional IRA. Which one's best for you? How does it work? Which one should I focus on first?
I would suggest that you look first as to what the account is. One's an IRA. You have IRAs on one side. You have 401ks on the other side. And you realize, okay, it's simply the tax treatment of either one. So if you have a Roth IRA and a Roth 401k, the tax treatment is going to be, similar, I suppose. I guess it's the same. I hesitate to say that a Roth 401k and a Roth IRA are necessarily treated the same way because you wind up with matching contributions in a 401k that you don't really have in a Roth IRA.
Well, it comes back to, so which one should I do? Well, I mean, there's lots of different scenarios where you would have different mixing and matching of the different types of contributions. My youngest daughter, she's married, but between the two of them, they're still in the 15% income tax bracket. So the Roth side of the house does make sense. So should, but they do offer a Roth IRA at her employment. Do they, or 401k, excuse me, Roth 401k. Does she do the Roth 401k as much as possible? Or does she do a Roth IRA? Now, she's a fairly disciplined saver. So doing the Roth IRA is fairly easy for her. It's not like she's going to be scrambling to come up with the money. So should she do the IRA, the Roth IRA, or the Roth 401k? Well, the 401k does have the matching contribution. Now, it's only on 3% of her income, or 6% of her income, 50% up to 6, so she gets a 3% match. So, you know me, you've heard me say it before, I don't like giving up free money. So she's doing the 401k up to the 6%. She's putting 6%, so she get the full matching contribution. But over and above that, she's doing excess money until she can match, until they, I should say, not just she, they're both working, until they can max out the $11,000 that they, as a married couple, can put into their combined, his Roth IRA, her Roth IRA. Now, that's a tall order for them at this point. I don't think they'll be able to hit it all the way. But if they can do that, that gives them the greatest flexibility. They get the matching contribution, but the 401k is less flexible. And they get the Roth contribution, IRA contribution, which gives them a tremendous amount of flexibility. And also, 4, 5, or 5, 6 years from now, can be used to help them buy their first-time home if they wait that long to buy a home.
You're saying the Roth can be.
The Roth IRA can.
Yes.
The 401k doesn't have that exemption. So to use the 401k money for a first-time home purchase, they'd have to, one of them, you know, or both of them would have to quit their employment so that they could terminate the, you know, their participation in the plan, roll it to an IRA, and hopefully still have an IRA that's 5 years old to be able to afford this too. So I mean, there's, you got to look at what is important to the, you know, the participant. What is the most important aspect? The flexibility, all these different things come into play.
Or the contribution limits. Maybe you're just trying to catch up. Maybe you need to put in, you know, $24,000. And the only place you can do that, and maybe you make too much money to contribute to a regular Roth IRA. Well, then you're aced out. You don't have much of a choice. Okay, 877-PLANNER. I will take your calls when we come back. We got room on the phones for you. Don't have to talk about this. Anything at all that's on your mind. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum here from Lucia Capital Group. We're coming right back with more Bucket Strategy Investing.
Set it and forget it. Out of sight, out of mind. Hands off. For many investors, that's how they perceive their 401k plans. Even when they leave their jobs, they leave their 401k investments untouched. Is there more you can do for your retirement with some hands-on guidance supported by a strategy? Learn the options and potentially the advantages. Schedule a rollover review with Lucia Capital Group. Learn how easy it is to take control of your retirement by rolling a 401k into a Buckets portfolio. The retirement planning advisors at Lucia Capital Group work directly with each client to develop a strategy geared to their goals. Learn how you may be able to diversify your retirement plan. Take a closer look at the fees you may be paying with an old 401k that's out of sight, out of mind. Call Lucia Capital Group, 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com. That's luciacap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
At Lucia Capital Group, we believe there are three critical steps that should precede making any investment decision: education, advice, and planning. Education: learn about available options and expand your understanding of investment products. Advice: get guidance from experienced financial planning professionals who you feel understand your specific needs. Planning: choose a strategy that consistently supports your investment decisions. Where can you go for financial guidance? Lucia Capital Group invites you to build your wealth education at WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com features live and on-demand video programming featuring Lucia Capital Group advisors who will help educate you about investing, give guidance based on years of experience in the financial services industry, and help you build a strategic plan that integrates your investments. WealthEd.com, the site dedicated to wealth education. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member SIP. And a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
So, what would you do with an extra $500 a month in your budget? $500. This isn't hypothetical, by the way. This is something you may need to think about very soon if you decide to become a member of MediShare. MediShare is a way to pay for your health care, and typically it costs $500 less per month for a family versus other health care plans. So seriously, think about this. You could pay off loans, pay down a mortgage, save the money for retirement, donate to charity. That would be a big deal. But you know what? Here's the best thing. MediShare works. It has 250,000 members, and it's growing fast. With MediShare, not only do you save, You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in either, and that is a beautiful thing too. So here's how you can find out more, and you might actually wind up saving even more than $500 a month. So check into it. Here's the number. Call 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE, now available in Montana. Call 855-90-BIBLE.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
You're listening to the best of the Bucket Strategy Investing Show. Bucket Strategy Investing, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. Give us a call. Any topic at all, doesn't matter. I know we had some folks, we got some folks at home, so we'll get to your questions here in just a moment. If you want to email the show, you can go to our website, wealthed.com, wealthed.com. And we will answer some more emails coming up here. Once again, we got a lot of Social Security emails to get to and some stuff on topics that came up last week, strategy topics. So we're going to get to some of those emails probably next hour, but we have some phone calls to take care of and a bunch of other stuff. Also, a few more things to say regarding these four Roth 401ks versus Roth IRAs, some questions that you may need sorted out, and we'll cover those coming up in just a little bit. But again, 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER. Next up, let's go to Kathy in Las Vegas. Hello, Kathy.
Hello. My question, this is a simple question. Rumors floating around out there that they upped the retirement age for Social Security from 65 to 66. Is that true?
Well, they did that a long time ago.
Oh, no kidding.
In fact, they're in the process of upping the Social Security full retirement age from 66 to 67. So depending upon when you were born, what year were you born? I'll just start there.
59.
Your full retirement age is 66 and 10 months.
No, I'm sorry, 56.
56? Your full retirement age is 66 and 4 months.
Okay, all right, gotcha. Okay, all right, thank you.
Okay, yeah. Now, the full retirement age doesn't mean that you can't start at 62. It doesn't mean that you can delay taking it past age 70. The full retirement age is the age that you get to use the calculation, the full calculation for your retirement benefit. Just the flat out, this is the number. It used to be 65 a long time ago. But we've been age 66 for many years now, and as I mentioned, we're just now getting to the leading edge. If you were, turning 62 this year, your full retirement age is now 66 and 2 months. Now, for people who are 66 right now, it's still full retirement age 66, but it is in the process of moving up. They changed this in the law back in, when they first passed it, was back in 1983, they changed this idea, and they started raising the full retirement age about 10 years or 15, 12 years ago. I can't remember the exact date, but
I think
a little while ago.
2002, for some reason, that rings a bell with me. I don't know why.
I think 1938 was if you were born in 38, that was the first year they started raising it.
Okay, which would have meant that age 65 would have been 2003. So, okay.
Yeah. Give or take in that area. So, but it's been a while that it's been pushing up. Now, they're talking. They have not done it. They're talking about raising it further to maybe as much as age 69, but not for people who are close to 60, 62, 63 right now. For people who are in their 20s and 30s, they would be the ones that had their full retirement age increased to 69. They're not going to take, they're not going to take Kathy in Las Vegas and say, well, we raised it once and we're going to raise it again because you're getting kind of close and we don't want to give you your benefit. Right? What they do is they calculate your full retirement benefit as of that date. And then if you want to, you can still take it at age 62. But unlike somebody whose full retirement age is 66 right now, who takes it at 62, there's 48 months of reduction. If your full retirement age is later than 66...
Let's say it's 67.
Then instead of a 48-month reduction, it's a 60-month reduction if you take it at 62. So it's a bigger reduction for taking it early. On the other side, if you wait until age 70, right now it's roughly 8%, 8% per year if you wait. So that's if you wait from full retirement age 66 to 70, you get 4/8, you know, 32% increase. If your full retirement age is 67, and that's for anybody born in 1960 or later, if you wait until 70, it's only 3 years of waiting, 3/8, 24% increase. So we get less of an increase and more of a discount depending upon when we take it, based on a later full retirement age.
See, I wonder if this just makes people take it early just because. The reward for waiting from full retirement age until age 70 isn't really all that much anymore.
And for a lot of people, though, the full retirement age issue is going to come in more on the retirement earnings test than it is on the waiting or not waiting, because most people take it when they can anyway.
Yeah.
But you've got a test. So if you keep working, right now, if you... Once you get to your full retirement age, you can earn anything you want. Now it's going to be a year, well, in a couple of years, it's going to be a year later that you have that option, because the retirement earnings test hits you full on, in the face if you're under full retirement age for every month of the year.
Yeah, what we're talking about is you can work as much as you want and still collect and earn whatever you earn and still collect your full Social Security benefit, but you cannot do that before you hit full retirement age.
Yeah, prior to full retirement age, there's limitations on what you can earn without jeopardizing your eligibility for a benefit. So people that want to work longer won't be able to get their benefit quite as soon. And this all needs to be brought back into your strategy, your planning process. When should you? When can you? How can you? When do you want to retire? Do you want to retire and start taking, or do you want to keep working but take your benefit? How are you going to do it? So you just have to know what it is. Knowing what your full retirement age is the first step to understanding your Social Security benefit.
Yeah, it's too bad they didn't say, okay, we're gonna reduce it further. We'll give you until we'll let you take it starting at age 61 if you want, but we're not going to increase it past age 69. To me, that's the same effect.
But you're just taking it earlier.
That's what I mean. But I mean, you could take it earlier, but
they don't want to give it out earlier.
Reduction. I know. Which is
they're going to reduce it if they do that.
I'm not going to get. Yeah, I'm not going to get into this because it really angers me, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
As you know, there is no real fiscal financial reason for doing what they're doing, other than they don't want you to have your benefits.
Well, they took away some of our options a year and a half ago because we were able to make choices that gave us
more
larger benefits than they had intended, they being Congress. And that's a paraphrase of their exact words.
It is. It was. That's it. The public was taking more money, getting more money than we had intended for them to get. This from a group of people who have their retirement totally set. Guaranteed.
But they do pay into Social Security now.
So?
So they get Social Security too. As well.
As well. Oh yeah, so let's see. I'll get my what maximum, because I'm sure they're at the maximum there. I'll get my $3,000 a month or whatever it is I get out of Social Security. All right, so big deal. I'm retiring well before age 65. I'm going to have $400,000 pension or whatever it is. I don't know how much they make as a pension, but it's all guaranteed. Nobody's going to take it away from them.
Well, and a lot of their wealth is built up while they're in office. But not from their income.
Of course. Well, it is income technically.
Only if they claim it.
They don't get it in an envelope. They get it by holding their hand upside down behind
backwards
them and taking whatever happens
anyway,
to be given to them.
Being a little cynical, but unfortunately they've earned it.
Yeah, well, of course they have. And so that's why I guess once again there's talk about moving it. There isn't any talk about doing it anytime soon, but certainly for somebody who's age 30, you're going to tell them, "Hey, I'm going to cut your benefit that you're going to get 35 years from now." Well, they might get a little, "Hey, what are you doing that for?" But they're not going to care. That 30-year-old, they're not going to care.
In 1983, when they changed it on us, did we even know what it meant?
I didn't know what it meant, other than to say that I thought, well, what's the difference?
It's probably not getting it anyway.
that was what we believed back then. And there are still people who believe that right now.
Yeah, and there were people that believed it then that weren't in their 20s, and they were worried about losing their benefits then.
Mm-hmm. Well, those of us in our 20s back then, we did lose some.
No, there were people that were receiving their benefits that were sure that they were going to have their benefits taken away back then.
Oh, of course. It's just what scare tactics do. It's like parents who've got, virtually unlimited food for their kids, but they tell them, "Hey, if you don't behave, I'm not going to give you any more of whatever." Anyway.
I didn't grow up in that kind of household. I was supposed to eat everything on my plate.
Oh, all right.
Because there were starving kids in China that needed it.
That's what they used to say. And then you used to say, here, give them this. I know, yeah. All right, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, 877-752-6637. Coming right back with more Bucket Strategy Investing right after this.
Lucia Capital Group asked what you feel are your greatest financial fears.
I'm worried about outliving our money.
Another market crash.
Taxes in our retirement.
While we may share concerns about saving, investing, and retiring, we each have a unique financial fingerprint and our own individual concerns.
We always worry about the national economy.
Inflation, healthcare costs.
Because every investor has their own challenges, Lucia Capital Group customizes a strategy for each client that addresses their specific goals and needs. At Lucia Capital Group, we understand fears of outliving your money, market volatility, and inflation. Learn how a bucket strategy can be designed to help address your concerns. Schedule a complimentary consultation. Call 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or click Contact Us at LuciaCap.com. That's LuciaCap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC. Member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk. How has retirement planning changed for a nation of baby boomers? We are a generation that needs to rely on ourselves and take control of our retirement plans. The Employee Benefit Research Institute calculates 28% of all retirees had traditional pensions in 1979. 30 years later, that number dropped to 3%. Just 3% of retirees could rely on pension plans for retirement income. At Lucia Capital Group, we customize retirement strategies for baby boomers, aware of the unique challenges of this generation. You may live 30 years or more in retirement. A Lucia Capital Group bucket strategy is designed to meet the needs boomers have today and the many years you may live in retirement. Schedule a complimentary consultation. Call 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or click free portfolio review at wealthed.com, wealthed.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, a member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
After a rough day on the range, a feller can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
This is the best of the Bucket Strategy Investing Program.
PLANNER. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum here from Lucia Capital Group. We've got room for you on the phones. We'll talk about anything at all, whatever's on your mind, 877-752-6637. We'll talk some more next hour about addressing some of the things that we brought up on the program last week and some questions that had come in. We'll get to some of these emails as well and a bunch of other stuff to get to. 877-752-6637. Emails at our website, wealthed.com. Talking a little bit about these Roth 401ks versus Roth IRAs. And as I said, and I keep mentioning this because I think it's important to know, Professor Plum, that a big difference between the two is that one is still a 401k, and you still have 401k rules surrounding each one of those, mm-hmm. and one is a Roth IRA. I mean, one is an IRA, and you have the IRA rules and limitations surrounding those.
And on the distribution side, the Roth ordering rules, we've gone into that. What is coming out of a Roth IRA? And they're different than the way they treat the Roth 401k distributions. So when you're looking at taking a distribution from one or the other, you know, with a Roth IRA, I can take my contributions back first. First in, first out. My contributions come out first. Doesn't work that way with a Roth 401k. They have different rules. So we have to just understand which one makes sense. Now, if we're going to hold them both until we're age 59 and a half or older, we've got 5 years. It is nice to start the five-year clock ticking on the IRA, but once you get out there to a qualified distribution, they work very similar. There's one major difference for older plans, for people that are older in a 401k versus a Roth 401k versus a Roth IRA. If I have a Roth IRA, I'm 72 years old, I have a Roth IRA. I do not, it's mine, not a beneficiary, but it's my Roth IRA. I don't have a required minimum distribution. If I have a Roth 401k and I'm not working, I have a required minimum distribution. Roth 401ks do have RMDs. Roth IRAs do not for the owner. So we're looking at what is the best use of the money, how to go about doing it, should we be putting it one way or the other, and then how is it going to fit into our strategy when we actually do or do not need to take the money when we're retired. And so we have to look at those little, all this little gamesmanship here going
on. Now with 401ks, and that's just what you just said, points out the fact that one's a 401k and all the characteristics go with it, and one's an IRA, so you wind up with, as you said, on the distribution side, RMDs, etc. When you get a matching contribution on a Roth 401k, that is not a Roth
contribution.
Match.
No, it does, as we mentioned at the top of the hour, that does go into the traditional 401k. So if I'm putting in, you know, my 6% and the company's matching it at 50%, which seems to be a fairly common match for a lot of people, when I retire, maybe I've got $200,000 in my Roth IRA and I got $100,000 in my traditional IRA. The $100,000 in the traditional 401k came all from contribution or matching contributions. My side is my side. I can roll my Roth to my Roth IRA, my Roth 401k to my Roth IRA. But that traditional IRA or that traditional 401k that had the matching contributions that I've never paid tax on, and it has the growth on it that I've never, that's all in the traditional side. And that all goes through, you know, when you retire, goes through a traditional IRA unless you want to pay tax on it right now. It is a traditional 401k with all the perks and benefits and downfalls that a traditional 401k would have.
So if you have a Roth 401k, doing conversions requires a little bit more.
Now, if I have that traditional 401k and my company offers a Roth 401k, I can move money from the traditional side of the house to the Roth side of the house. We're talking 401ks here. I can't move it to an IRA while I'm still working for the company, but I can move it internally from the traditional tax-deferred, ultimately taxable side of the house, to the Roth tax, you know, not tax, well, tax deferred, but not tax deductible contributions, and ultimately tax free income, I can go and convert within my 401k from traditional to Roth. However, unlike an IRA, where if I did a conversion today, I've got until October, middle of October next year to see if it was actually beneficial for me. And if I don't like it, I can always undo it when on the Roth IRA side. With a 401k conversion to Roth 401k, there is no do-over. No mulligans allowed. You cannot undo it. So once you've decided to make, you know, to do it, make sure that you don't ever want to undo it, because it's not going to get undone. It's a one-way ticket.
Yeah, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, 877-752-6637. What do you tell somebody who's just starting out in the business world who, you know, maybe they're young, they got a lot of time, and they realize that they've got this Roth 401k option?
Well, for a lot of, especially younger people that are starting off, their wages are not putting them into the higher bracket. I talked about my daughter, and they're in the 15% income tax bracket. They've got a long time horizon. They're both going to be, you know, having pretty good jobs here pretty soon. So I expect them to be in the higher, and they're both good savers starting off at an early age. So I do expect them to have a fairly nice nest egg somewhere down the line. So doing the Roth for them makes a tremendous amount of sense. And so they are, you know, doing their Roth IRA up to the matching, Roth 401k up to the matching contribution, and trying to max out their Roth IRA each year individually to give them, you know, a pretty good head start on their savings. Now, on the other side, I have another, my son, his wife just got a nice job, and they're probably going to be making more money than what the 15% bracket allows. Even though they're young, they're not quite as young as my youngest one, but they're still under 30, and they'll be in the 25% income tax bracket. And so they're going to be looking at maybe using the 401k traditional side of the house to be able to get that 25% tax deduction, plus the state that they live in hits them pretty hard too. So every dollar they put into that 401k helps save the traditional 401k, helps save them probably 35 cents on the dollar that they put into it. And then that helps them with their taxes, but then they can do their Roth IRAs as well. So they're trying to do the traditional 401k makes sense rather than the Roth IRA. They've already bought their first house too.
Well, sometimes I hear, well, 401ks, I mean, that's really a tax deduction vehicle. You should really only use that at times when, you know, you're somewhere north of the 15% bracket.
And that's what I'm using here. Like I said, my son and his wife are going to be in the 25% bracket. Now, that's not always the case.
That's what I'm saying. It isn't always the case. If that's all you've got is a 401k, then...
Well, if you have a choice. I was speaking with somebody a couple weeks ago. They were 57 years old. They don't have a lot saved up. Their tax-deferred world is about $60,000 or something. I can't remember the exact number. And they, you know, single individual, they make $40,000. They're in the 15% income tax bracket. But they're looking at retirement in like in 10 years or so.
Mm-hmm.
And when they retire, they may be able to build up their 401ks, their investment accounts, to a couple hundred thousand, or maybe 300 if they're lucky. And the distribution from that will be basically under the taxability limits. So they're not going to pay any taxes on the distribution from their traditional IRA, traditional 401k. So even though they're in the 15% income tax bracket today, getting that 15% income tax bracket, you know, deduction today, and then being able to take, you know, $12,000 a year or so out of their 401k, $10,000 a year out of their 401k when they retire, plus their Social Security, you know, they're going to be in a zero bracket when they retire. So even though it's a 15% deduction, would you say, oh, it's not all that much? It's better than with the cost that's going to be on the other side. What's the cost of doing it? What's the benefit? If the cost is greater than the benefit, well, don't do it that way. If the cost is less than the benefit, or the benefit is greater than the cost, hey, that's where we look to do things. So in that individual's case, even though they were in the 15% income tax bracket,
what are they going to be in later?
They should be doing the traditional 401k, not the Roth. But everybody had told them, well, you're in a low bracket now. Just do the Roth. Now, as long as they're saving, they're going to be fine. But the Roth gets them no tax deduction today and gives them tax-free income later. And unless this person wins the lottery, the 401k, the regular 401k, gives them a tax deduction today, and in all likelihood will be tax free later anyway.
All right. So if you're not going to pay taxes later on,
don't worry about the Roth.
The promise of having it tax free does you really no good. It's nice to be able to at least save 15% if you happen to be in the 15% bracket right now by making the deduction. But even if you're not, even if you're in the 15% bracket now and you're in a fairly upwardly mobile type job where you figure in 10 years you'll be making a lot more, and in 30 years if you're still there you'll be making a heck of a lot more, even if that's the case and you're going to be a fairly high tax bracket when you take it out, if that's all you've got is just say a traditional 401k, you should be doing that anyway.
Saving, regardless of whether it's traditional or Roth, is better than doing it. Unfortunately, some people will get frozen into inaction. They'll be looking at it going, I can't decide. Should I do this, do that? And they end up doing nothing. That's the worst thing. We're talking about the difference between a Roth 401k or a traditional 401k. Both of them are better than doing nothing. But one may be slightly better than the other for you.
That's right. And oftentimes it comes down to your tax bracket. Okay. We're going to take a break. We got some emails to get to. When we come back, we've also got some open phones for you. If you've got money questions of any kind, strategy questions, whatever it is, we're here to help you out. The Brain Trust, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, 877-PLANNER, our number on the air, 877-PLANNER. Brain Trust standing by, coming back with more answers to your questions on Bucket Strategy Investing.
How much time do you spend worrying about money? A recent survey by a major investment firm found that on average, investors spend an hour and 20 minutes each day worrying about money. That adds up to 475 hours a year. And what exactly are we stressing about? Respondents to the survey said their top three concerns are a catastrophic event using up their retirement funds, living longer, and their retirement funds not keeping up with inflation. If your financial fears are causing you to worry hundreds of hours each year, spend 1 hour in a complimentary consultation with a Lucia Capital Group advisor. If you're concerned about outliving your money or the threat of inflation, turn to the experience and guidance of a Lucia Capital Group retirement strategist. Call 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or schedule a consultation by clicking Contact Us at LuciaCap.com. That's LuciaCap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
If you've recently left a job or retired, you may have left behind a 401k that you haven't thought about in years. How do you know if that account is still right for your retirement goals? How do you know if the fees are fair? How do you know what an IRA may offer that your old 401k may not? The retirement planning strategist at Lucia Capital Group help you get answers and guidance for your retirement plan. Schedule a rollover review and learn what options may be available for rolling over your 401k. You don't have to make your most important financial decisions through websites and calculators. You can work hand in hand with a Lucia Capital Group advisor who can explain the process to you personally and handle all the paperwork for you. Call for a personalized rollover review, 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com. That's luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
So, what would you do with an extra $500 a month in your budget? $500. This isn't hypothetical, by the way. This is something you may need to think about very soon if you decide to become a member of MediShare. MediShare is a way to pay for your health care, and typically it costs $500 less per month for a family versus other health care plans. So seriously, think about this. You could pay off loans, pay down a mortgage, save the money for retirement, donate to charity. That would be a big deal, but you know what? Here's the best thing. MediShare works. It has 250,000 members, and it's growing fast. With MediShare, not only do you save, you don't have to pay for things you don't believe in either, and that is a beautiful thing too. So here's how you can find out more, and you might actually wind up saving even more than $500 a month. So check into it. Here's the number. Call 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE, now available in Montana. Call 855-90-BIBLE.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. you can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Listening to the best of the Bucket Strategy Investing Program.
Yeah, Bucket Strategy Investing, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. Another hour coming up here of the program. And a bunch of stuff to talk about, more of your emails and your phone calls. And by the way, if you want to drop by the studio, we had somebody come by. Just swing by the studio during this last break.
How'd they pick the lock so quick?
I don't know. You know, every once in a while you get tour groups coming by, and they say hi, and they wave. And the cool thing is, people can't see this on television. They certainly can't see it on radio. But the thing is, we have like this big window now in our studio.
Yes.
And folks walk by and they wave while we're on. And, you know, not that that's distracting or anything like
not
that.
Not at all. But
not
that's
at
okay.
All. But during the breaks, they'll come in. And somebody had just popped their head in and asked you a question. I just thought, what was the question?
Well, it was hypothetically, what is the most, if somebody had multiple jobs, what is the most they could put into retirement plans in any given year? Is there a limit, you know, across all companies? Is there a limit across the individual? And there is a definite limit across the individual. If I've got a 401k, I'm lucky enough to have three different employers. I'm working three different jobs, and each one of them pays me, you know, $100,000,
yeah,
$50,000, whatever the number is. How much can I contribute? Now, I, as an individual, if every one of those plans has a every one of those companies has a 401k, I am limited to the $18,000 plan number across all three plans. I cannot contribute the maximum limit individually to each of those plans. That $18,000 401k limit is my individual limit, regardless of how many plans I have that year. What would be more common is I work for a company that makes a lot of money, and I make good money, and I could max out my $18,000 in the first 6 months of the year. And so I max it out, and then I switch companies, go to another company, and they immediately make a 401k available. How much can I put into that plan? Assuming I'm not 50 years old, I can't put anything in that plan until the end, until the next year starts. Because me, as an individual, I can only defer $18,000, maybe $24,000 if I'm 50 or older, to a 401k plan. But that doesn't mean that each individual company is limited to that number. They also have a individual company limit that they cannot exceed. The individual company limit cannot exceed, 25% of my pay, up to a maximum of a certain number, $54,000 this year. So, you know, there's lots of different limits that we have to work between. And if you have multiple employers and they're all looking to help you save for retirement, we have to see which one gives us the biggest bang for your buck, so you can get the best use out of all of them.
Yeah, in that rare instance where you maybe have, you know, three different employers and each has a 401k. Even if it's just two employers, you have two employers, and each has a 401k, and you happen to be, let's say you're under age 50, and so you happen to be able to put $18,000 of salary deferral in one, and the other company that doesn't know about your other company,
they'll let you.
And you didn't know about this. You could wind up having, you know, twice as much money as you're allowed in your 401k.
You could be making excess contributions to your 401k, which will be penalized. Now, which one does it penalize? Does it penalize the company A or company B? They're going to penalize you because you put in too much. So you need, if you have multiple employers or throughout the year, it doesn't have to be at the same time. As I mentioned, you could work for one company and then work for another and put in too much. The company does not know. The first company doesn't know that you're going to go to another company, so they don't know that you've going to put in money in another plan. Second company doesn't know what you put into at the first employer. And so you could run, and this one is not hard for the IRS to catch because it's listed on your W-2. There's a little box there that tells you what.
Because you're probably trying to deduct that amount.
Well, if it was a 401k, or even if it's a Roth 401k, it is listed on the W-2.
Yeah, so they're going to find out, and it'll be easy to catch. Here's the other thing, too, by the way. You have a couple of different jobs. Let's say one that pays you a very nice salary. Let's say $130,000, and so you're over the FICA
wage limit,
which is currently what, $127,200.
Very good.
And then let's say you have another side job that pays you, $20,000 or something like that, $25,000, and they're also taking FICA and FICA and Medicare out. You're actually over the limit.
You are.
At that point. And so it's not that money is lost.
But that employer has to, both of those employers have to pull the 6.2% out of every one of your paychecks until you get to the 127.2 with that one company. And so it's a matter of, that money's not lost. Well, not all of it's lost. The money that you have withheld from your check that is combined, pays 6.2% the FICA tax on more than the wage base, it shows up as basically an additional withholding, a credit, that you get the money back.
Yeah.
And the tax returns take care of it for you.
Right.
Now, the money that each of those employers are paying, they don't get it back.
No, because there's an employer side and employee side. The employee side, you get it back. The employer side, they don't.
And that's why when people go off and do self-employment work, they've got a full-time job, and they make 100, 100 and a half, whatever it is, and then they go off and do a side job. That's where the LLC, and they want to do some business entity around them, rather than creating a corporation that requires salary, where the company has to pay the FICA tax, the LLC may work better for them so that they don't they just pay the self-employment tax, which takes into account what the other company is paying.
I know what you're saying. You're going to have to explain this, though, because it's hard for people to follow.
Just understand that if you have a side job, before you just go out and create a new business entity, call us. And we'll tell you whether or not you're going to end up paying too much in taxes for the benefit of that business entity. There are times where S-corps make a lot of sense. And there are times, especially in side jobs, where the LLC makes more sense if you're trying to limit, if the main function here is to limit liability.
But of course, Professor, I heard that LLCs, limited liability companies, are transparent for tax purposes. How could taxes play a part in this?
Well, and exactly, you want that transparency when it comes to the Social Security tax, either the FICA or the self-employment tax. Now, if you make $30,000 at one job, $40,000 at the other, it's not going to matter. It's when the combined wages and self-employment net, net self-employment income exceeds the annual wage base of $127,200, that it runs into an issue where you want to do one thing over the other.
Yep, that $127,200 is the limit as to how much they can...
Well, that's where we've stopped paying FICA taxes.
Right, so if you happen to go over at any point in the year, you happen to exceed $127,200, and that number changes pretty much every year. If you exceed that for 2017, you're going to see a 6.2% increase in your net check, assuming all else is equal.
Yeah, and unlike a call I heard on a national TV or radio show, a political show the other day, that said it wasn't fair that the rich people get to stop paying FICA taxes at the wage base, 127.2, but their benefit is calculated on their entire income, that is not a true statement. Yes, people that are lucky enough to be over the wage base, 127,200, do stop paying FICA taxes at that point.
But they also
but their benefit is not calculated on anything over that 127.2. They may make $1 million a year. Their Social Security benefit is not using that $1 million number.
We're out of time for this hour. If you want to talk to Professor Plum off the air, 800-644-1150. The number at Lucia Capital Group, 800-644-1150. Another hour just ahead. Stick around.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities, LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.